I can tell you, I think, Dr. Van Helsing, all about it. Oh, then you have good memory for facts, for details. It is not always so with young ladies. No, Doctor, but I wrote it all down at the time. I can show it to you, if you like. Oh, Madam Mina, I will be grateful. You will do me much favor. I could not resist the temptation of mystifying him a bit. I suppose it is some of the taste of the original apple that remains still in our mouths. So I handed him the shorthand diary. He took it with a grateful bow and said, "May I read it?" "If you wish," I answered as demurely as I could. He opened it, and for an instant his face fell. Then he stood up and bowed. "Oh, you so clever woman," he said. "I knew long that Mr. Jonathan was a man of much thankfulness, but see, his wife have all the good things. And will you not so much honor me, and so help me as to read it for me? Alas, I know not the shorthand." By this time my little joke was over, and I was almost ashamed. So I took the typewritten copy from my work-basket and handed it to him. "Forgive me," I said. "I could not help it. But I had been thinking that it was of dear Lucy that you wished to ask, and so that you might not have time to wait. Not on my account, but because I know your time must be precious. I have written it out on the typewriter for you." He took it, and his eyes glistened. "You are so good," he said. "And may I read it now? I may want to ask you some things when I have read." "By all means," I said. "Read it over whilst I order lunch, and then you can ask me questions whilst we eat." He bowed and settled himself in a chair with his back to the light and became absorbed in the papers whilst I went to see after lunch, chiefly in order that he might not be disturbed. When I came back, I found him walking hurriedly up and down the room, his face all ablaze with excitement. He rushed up to me and took me by both hands. "Oh, Madam Mina," he said, "how can I say what I owe to you? This paper is as sunshine. It opens the gate to me. I am dazed, I am dazzled with so much light, and yet clouds roll in behind the light every time. But that you do not, cannot comprehend.